T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Radio Row. It's Super Bowl 53. I'm joined now by a familiar face, Cam Hayward of the Steelers, down here for the big award ceremony tomorrow. A part of it is the Walter Payton Award, which I'm going to talk to Cameron about in just a bit. He's up for it for the third year in a row, and I consider it the greatest award in football. And Cam's been nominated 3 times in 4 years. Hasn't won it yet. Maybe this will be his year. Each team nominates one guy. But, Cam, before we get there, you know what I got to ask you about. And you've been around here. Has anybody mentioned AB's name to you since you've been down here?
I can say no. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, it's been mentioned a lot of times. But, you know, I like to think that, you know, I'm just trying to – move past it and, you know, understand I want everybody here. And, you know, I always think if a guy can help his team, I can work through any problem. And, you know, I'm just looking for a lot of more calmness going into 2019.
How did we get to this point, Cam?
When you don't win the games you're supposed to and you don't, you know, I don't think you're ever supposed to win a game, but when you don't close out games, there becomes a level of uncertainty and a level of, you know, not appreciation because your team's not in the playoffs. You know, you're not contending for a Super Bowl. You know, when you win, that cures everything. And everything can be swept under the rug. But when you lose, there's bad connotations that come along with it. And we have nowhere to look by ourselves. And we're responsible for it. And now it's time to clean up our mess.
Now, I was in the locker room after the Cincinnati game. And there were a lot of angry players at AB that he didn't show up.
Yeah.
And Monday afterwards, there were a lot of angry players. Since then, a lot of you guys have spoken out. We still want him. We still want him. What changed, Cam, in your mind?
You know, I don't think really much changed. You can still be angry and still want a guy. You know, we're adults in a kids' league, in a kids' game. But, you know, I think some of it, it's about being adults and saying that, you know, we make mistakes and we hold people accountable, but we can grow from it and everybody can mature from it and we can use this as a teaching moment. I'm not condemning them, but I'm saying that was not right and I'm not happy with the situation. But moving forward, I still want him to be part of this team because I think he can help us win this.
Do you think he can come back into that locker room?
I think
so.
And
what would it take for him to do that?
I think, one, he's got to talk to the right people in charge and have that communication. And I think he's got to have a dialogue with not only them, but with a lot of other guys in the leadership. And I think all that's possible. And the ball's in AB's court, and I don't know what the front office is going to do. But I'm fighting for everybody to be here because I think this group, and him included, can do special things. And I know we've had missteps, and I know it hasn't been perfect, but we can grow from this, and we can be a better team because of it.
I had Hines Ward on yesterday, and he said one of the things that bothered him most is that AB hasn't really talked to anybody.
Yeah.
And he said, if Art Rooney calls me,
I'm picking up
the phone. I'm picking up the phone.
Yeah.
He goes, he's paid me a lot of money.
Yeah.
He supported me. And he said it's just – he used the word disrespectful.
Right.
And he goes, I got Art's number on my speed dial. He said, if he calls during this interview, I got to take the call.
Yeah.
You know, AB hasn't talked to anybody as far as I know. Do you? Has he talked to you? Have you tried?
No, I've tried. And, you know, I think he's tried to remain silent because he doesn't know what's going on. But I think you should have that communication with Art. He's played you handsomely, and he's treated you with respect throughout your years. And that should be reciprocal. You know, everybody should be on the same page when it comes to that because you want to be a good person first. And I think AB wants to be a good person. I think he's capable of being a good person. But there's a way to go about it the right way.
Now, you guys have taken a little bit of a beating with some of the people I've talked to.
Right.
You know, the older guys, Rocky,
mm-hmm.
Hines. I had Jerome on the other day. He goes, the leadership on our team wouldn't have allowed this to happen. And Jerome said, it's got to get to the point where you say, you know what, you do something stupid, you're out of here. We're going to throw you out. And Charlie Batch, I think, told me, he said, good teams have great leadership among the coaches, but great teams have great leadership among the players.
Right.
You're one of the leaders. How do you respond to that? Is there something more you should be doing, can be doing, or will be doing in the future?
Well, I plan on hitting it straight on. You know, I'm not going to shy away from anything. I take everybody's criticism. You know, I like to think when everybody holds me to a standard, I hold myself to a higher standard. You know, I think going forward, everything's just got me communicated a lot better. And that goes from my standpoint, too. And I got to challenge guys in that regard and hold people accountable in that. You know, I look forward to being a good leader. And when we don't hit our goals and we don't get where we're supposed to, I think that's because of me.
Another guy taking a beating, obviously, is Mike Tomlin.
Right.
Lost control of the team. The locker room's out of control. It's a circus. These are words that
yeah.
people are using, and you've heard
right.
them. Has he lost control
no.
of the team? And if he – okay, he hasn't, first of all. But
right.
can he get it back even better than what
yeah.
he has?
You know, I think everybody looks for what is he doing for me? What is he doing, you know, if we were winning those games – is it still looked at that way? And I look at we lost multiple games by 7 points or less. And that's sometimes the ball going the other way, and it's sometimes execution. And a lot of stuff gets overlooked when you don't win those games.
Right.
And I just look I look for him to challenging us a lot more and holding us accountable. And that's all I can ask for as a coach. Because at the end of the day, the coaches can only do so much, but the players do more. And that's the way. The players are paid handsomely for a reason, and we should be held that way. And, you know, I look forward to executing his plan.
It's you talk about the games you lost close. Last year you won those games
right.
close. Bill Cowher joined me here the other day, and he goes, the only thing that worries me, he said, sometimes when you win, it can mask the problems.
Right.
But the problems are still there.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they end up catching up with
yes.
it. I'm not sure if that happened last year a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. You know, I think last year we won those games, and you know, I looked at things that happened during the year, whether it was turnovers off of our sacks where we weren't getting. We've led the league in sacks
two years in a row.
Yeah. But you look at turnovers, when they're happening in the fourth quarter, and closing out games. Because as a defense, we had chances to close games out, which we didn't. And you look at those factors, you're not going to be in the playoffs if you don't do those things. And if you're not blowing out teams, you're going to get exposed.
9-6-1, you know, a lot of people want to say you went 2-14. I mean, it's 9-6-1, but you were 7-2-1 and then kind of collapsed a little
right.
bit. Do you feel like this team is far away? Do you think that?
No.
I tell me why.
Because, you know, there's a recipe, and you've got an experienced head coach. You've got an experienced quarterback. You've got playmakers around them. And I think we have an upcoming defense. You know, I thought T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree all – took important steps to helping us grow. And you see Joe Hayden have a finally healthy year. And then I look for the younger guys, like Javon Hargrave and Sean Davis and Stephon Tuitt, who are guys that are becoming our core that are taking the next steps. And I look forward for that group to keep growing, because the only way you grow as a defense is if you have a consistent group, and I think we have that right now.
Keith Butler's taking criticism. Do you like what he's doing?
I do.
You know, I always say it comes down to players executing.
Right, and I think so too. And, you know, I think that goes back to my leadership in instilling that, because the coaches give you the game plan, but the players execute the game plan. And those guys on the field have to be accountable when it comes to winning these games.
My guest is Cam Hayward of the Steelers, defensive captain. Cam, let me talk about the Walter Payton thing for a minute.
Yes, sir.
I know it's pretty meaningful for you. You and I have had a couple sit-downs, hour-long sit-downs
yes,
talking
sir.
To this. And in case anybody doesn't know, the Payton Award goes to the guy in the NFL who – you have to be good on the field, but you have to be even better in the community. And I know that's very important to you.
Yeah. You know, to be associated with not only the man – the Man of the Year Award, Walter Payton himself was a great human being. And, you know, just hearing more about his story and how he had to deal with liver cancer and, you know, just him being a good Samaritan off the field. And then Nationwide, who's partnered with, you know, Red Cross and Children's Hospital. You know, I'm just blessed and truly honored to be a part of this group. You know, it shines a light on the good stuff going on in our league. And the guys that are going back in the community. And that doesn't mention the guys that don't even get nominated that still do great jobs And, you know, it's an award that I'm competitive as heck for, that I'd love to win. But I'm around greatness when I look at this.
Now, you have the Hayward House.
Yes, sir.
Just talk about a little bit what that is, what you try to do. And I talked to your mom about it, too, and she's heavily involved in it. And just said, you know, it's about trying to help people, isn't it?
You know, having my parents, we were very fortunate growing up. And, you know, we never lost sight of helping others. You know, and two things that really stick out for me are underprivileged kids. Kids in hospitals, and, you know, cancer research, and providing, you know, the funds to help. You know, underprivileged kids, we've done Blessings in the Backpack, which, you know, helps kids provide food and resources for them going to school. And then Cuddles for Kids, where we donate toys to, you know, different, you know, organizations to help them out, or schools. Kids Voice, who provides legal representation for their parents are in the court systems. They don't have the proper guardianship or, you know, ways to go about it. You know, we've working with American Cancer Association. And that doesn't mention the things we have up and coming, like Craig's Closet, where it's an initiative that we partner with Sports Clips, where we are getting a bunch of clothes and getting suits for young men for homecoming and prom and job interviews, or even just going to college and having a suit available, you know, because my dad, high school, college, and going into the NFL, he only had one suit. And, you know, want a suit, you know, you want to represent yourself well. And it's an initiative that's pretty close to my heart, and it's called Craig's Closet. But, you know, all
that's after your dad, Craig, Ironhead Hayward.
Yeah, and you know, I was a kid in the hospital as well, and, you know, Children's Hospital right in Pittsburgh right there. I had been there, and so growing up, and so I want to give back to them as much as possible. And there's been countless amount of ways that my team and the people I'm with have helped out.
Cam Hayward, I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the Super Bowl week. And July's going to be here. You guys going to be ready to go come training camp?
I'm geared up right now. You know, I'm getting that itch already. And I want you to rest up too, because
it's going to be a ride next year?
It's going to be a long journey next year.
I got to ask you, you just told me you're staying in a hotel where you might not be the most popular person. Now, yeah. Cam is staying in the New England Patriots Hotel. Are you kind of slinking around or what?
Yeah.
Are you looking for Brady? I want to know if you're looking for Brady. It's in your blood to look for Brady, isn't it?
It's in my blood, and I'm boiling right now. But, man, I guess I deserve it, and I'll pay for it this week, but it's going to be a nice little reminder.
Cam, appreciate it, man.
Thank
Stay
you.
Well. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
You too. I look forward to it as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.